I will start from Pehei Yobed Beis, Nenner of Elazar. I want to thank Rav Aaron, who's not here. Nenner of Elazar, Omar, Uma Mila, Shechad, Mosayim, Vyarboi, Mishmon, Eivorim, Sheba, Adam, Dochas, HaShabbos, Kalvachom, Lechol, Gufo, Shedochas, HaShabbos. Mila is only one mitzvah, and it's only 1/248 of a person's body, and Mila is Dochas, HaShabbos, so Kalvachomer, a person's entire body is Docha Shabbos. Rashi learns, Uma Mila, Shehi Tikun Echad Me'evarv Shal Adam, Docha Shabbos, Lepi Shechayovin of Koresh Lachar Zman, Kach Shnui B'Tosef to the Shabbos. The idea is that Mila, if you don't not mal your whole life, you're Chayav Koresh. So it's also Pikuach Nefesh. So they ask, Lamai said, then what's the Kavachomer? Lamai said, ends up to be, but it's only a Sofek, because you could be mal. So it's a Sofek Bikuach Nefesh, and it's only one mitzvah of all mitzvahs. Here, if the person doesn't do this, he's not going to do all the mitzvahs. So the Kal Vachomer is not so much on the Pikuach Nefesh part, but it's on the fact that here the Pikuach Nefesh involves one mitzvah. And there the Pikuach Nefesh involves all the mitzvahs and the entire person's entire body. Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda Omer, Eshabsos Chai Tishmoru, Yochul Lakol, Talmud Lomar Ach, Cholak. It says you should keep Shabbos, mashma always. But it says ach. Ach is always meal. And ach means that you should keep Shabbos except if it's going to be pikuach nefesh. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Omer, ki kodesh hu lachem, hi mesura b'yedchem, velo atem mesurim b'yoda. Shabbos is kodesh to you. Shabbos is in your hands. You're not put into the hands of Shabbos. In other words, if it means your life, you don't have to keep Shabbos. Reb Shimba Menashe Omer v'shomru v'nei Yisos HaShabbos. Omer Torah chalel olav Shabbos achas kadei sheyishmor Shabbos es harbe. Torah said, v'machal one Shabbos in order you should be able to be shomer many Shabbosos. Omer Yehuda Omer Shmuel, I havi hosom, havi amina didi adifa mididu. If I would have been there, I would have said a better source of pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, even Sofik pikuach nefesh, better than all of their sources. What's the source? V'chai bohem v'lo sheyomus bohem. Person lives by the mitzvahs, but not dies by them. Omer Rava, Lekulu Islu Pirchot Bar Midrash Shmuel. All of them, you could ask a question on them, that you couldn't learn Sofik Pikuach Nefesh from any of them, really. My Taima, the Machteres Chazoka Ein Oda Maimed Atzva Malono. Behind me the Yoda, the Koyli Ape. By Vom Machteres, it's not Sofik Pikuach Nefesh, it's Vavei Pikuach Nefesh. Because by Machteres is a Chazoka. Person doesn't let people take his money without putting up a fight. And this guy knows that the guy is going to put up a fight. And he comes to kill him. So it's vave pikuach nefesh. How do I know sofik pikuach nefesh? Rabbi Akiva nomi, dilma kedabaya. Rabbi Akiva also, maybe it's like abaya. The omar abaya, what do we say over there? That im mizbechi tikochenu lamus, right? That if he where's the case of Rabbi Akiva, yozid yish already be im mizbechi tikochenu lamus, right? But not me al mizbechi. So that's only if we know for sure that he has edus for somebody to save his life for sure. But if it's a Sofik, whether his Edus is going to help or not, then we let him finish the Avoda. He's not Docha the Avoda, right? Just like the case, what's it called? We have another case of a similar thing. Abdomar Abaye, Masrin Le Zuga de Rabbanon, Le De Mamish Bidvorov, Vashkechon Vade, Sofik Menolim. Similar to a case where a Rotseach is being executed, and the halacha is that if he says, even 100 times, I have new evidence or whatever, bring me back, that we, what's it called, we bring him back. So Gemara says, that's only if yesh mamash bidvorav. If he's stam shtus, that he says. It has to be something that has a basis that Beis Din now can reconsider. So how do we know? We send two Talmidei Chachamim with him, and he tells them first what his new revelation is that he wants the case open to get. So if they feel that it's worthwhile, then they bring him back. If not, not. So it's only a vadai. In that situation where he has vadai, something that is that will reopen the case that we bring him back. Similar over here. In the case of me'im mizbechi and not me'al mizbechi, right, is the case where, what's it called, where there's a Kohen ready to do avoda, and and he has edus that he could say to save somebody else's life, a rotseya, or whatever. So if we know for sure, in other words, before he starts the avoda, we ask him, what is the edus you have, and we see that it's substantial, then it's docha avoda. But if we don't know for sure, then in a chanami. If we're not sure if his edus is going to help or not, he finishes the avoda. So it's not docha avoda. So we only know vadai pikuach nefesh is docha, not sofik pikuach nefesh. The kula nashkechon vadai sofik minolan. All of these cases also, you could say the limud is only in case it's for sure going to cause loss of life, then you're docha the mitzvahs. But if it's a sofik, whether it's going to cause loss of life, then maybe you're not docha the mitzvahs. With the Shmuel vadei less lepircha, but Shmuel is going on the opposite. V'chai bohem, it has to be that you'll surely live. If there's any suffix, then you're docha the mitzvahs. Only when it's for sure v'chai, not if it's a suffix. If v'chai, then there's no mitzvahs anymore. Omer Avino, the same Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, tova chada pilpalta harifa mimolei tzina dekari. Better one hot pepper than a whole basket full of cold things. Okay, Rashi. Yochol akol, afilu lepikuach nefesh, that you have to keep Shabbos, says, ach, v'shomru v'nei esos ha-shabbos, kedei laso shabbos ha-sacheros. Yizoru b'shabbos zu, b'kiv shmir shabbos ha-sarbe. Better to be mechal one Shabbos, so the person has the opportunity to keep many more Shabbos. Ein lo demay mi desatzmo, melahatzlis memono mi adganu. The person is coming to try to steal money for him, so we know the person is not going to give up without a fight. The high ganav, the osim machteris, made the yada the koi balabayis bate. And the ganav who comes to steal somebody's money knows that the balabayis is not going to give up without a fight. Vadaiti the hochi osim, he comes knowing that. The meimar omar ki koi la poi katvinle, that if it's necessary, I'll kill him. So he's coming, mamish, to kill him. The angel sofik nefashis, alavari nefashis. Vatora omra li kan achare shibola hargechashkin mahargo. So how do I know Sothik Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos? Maybe only Vadi Pikuach Nefesh. Domer Abayi B'Sanhedrin, Alayotzi L'Sokel, Abayi said by somebody who's being taken out to be executed, V'Omer Yesh L'Schus L'Lamid Alatzmi, and he says, I have a new proof that I'm innocent. Diktani Hosam Machzir N'Oso, Afilu Arva V'Chamish Pomer, bring him back even four or five times. U'Bavad Shia Mamish B'Dvorov, as long as what he says is substantial. How do we know if it's substantial or not? If we don't bring him back and let him say what he has to say, how do we know it's substantial? So it says we only bring him back if what he has to say is substantial. Who decides that? If these two Talmid Chachamim hear that what he's saying is substantial, then we bring him back. If not, then we continue to bring him to execution. Mele with the Kohen, the same thing. Only we send two Talmid Chachamim to the Mizbeah, and we ask him what edus he knows to save somebody's life. And then, if taket something that's substantial, we don't let him do the avoda, and it's docha avoda, and the mele avoda is docha Shabbos, so surely pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. But if it's not sure if whether it's substantial or not, then we let him finish the avoda. So it's not docha avoda. So mele there's no kal v'chomer. So how do you know that vadei pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos? Va'ashgad mehocha the avadei pikuach nefesh mechalim. Avos sofik lo mashamin amino. The kulunami kigon acholak iklamemer the vadei pikuach nefesh komamai avos sofik. Same thing with the achola. You have to keep Shabbos, except if it's a case of vadei pikuach nefesh. How do you know even sofik pikuach nefesh? The chein v'lo atem misurim biyoda. Lomus vadei. You are not given into the hands of Shabbos if it's going to cause your death for sure. But if it's only a sofik, who said that you're not allowed to mechal Shabbos? The chein chalel olav kedei shishmur vadei Shabbos asarbe. Only if for sure he's going to keep other Shabbos. The shmur les lepircha asher yaster ha'odam ha'mitzvah se'yich yobahem vadei. Here it's on the positive side. You keep the mitzvahs if you live with them for sure. But if there's even a doubt if you're going to live or not, then you don't have to keep the mitzvahs. V'lo sh'yovo b'asiyosni de sofik nisa. Al mechalin of asofik. Chada pilpalta garin echot. One seed that's charif is better than a whole barrel full of things that aren't charit. So they say that l'maisa is an afkamina, though, between where you learn out these halacha, pikuach nefesh. If you learn the halacha pikuach nefesh, for instance, from halelel of Shabbos achas, that's only if the pikuach nefesh will enable him to keep another Shabbos. It's the pikuach nefesh of Shabbos that's dochem. The Rashi before, that unless it's pikuach nefesh of the next Shabbos, right, he's not going to make it till the next Shabbos, then there's no inyan of pikuach nefesh, docha Shabbos. Right? Or if it's going to be, make him be able to keep this Shabbos more. But if it's, for instance, Sunday, and he's going to die by Wednesday, then this limud wouldn't learn, wouldn't apply. Masha'en Kane, if you learn it from V'chai Bohem, then even Chai Yeshua is docha, even if it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Another napkamina is, what the Kor Viki Veger says, that afilu atinik shenishba bin agoyim, doesn't keep Shabbos. Atinik shenishba. Right? Mechal Shabbos v'farhesya. You're also, what's it called, Mechal Shabbos for him. L'chore, if the reason is, because Chalelah Shabbos Achas, he's a Tinik Shanishba, he's surely not going to keep the next Shabbos. Even though so Rabbi Kiveger said in a Chanami, according to this time, you wouldn't. But the Iker Tam is V'chai Bohem, not this time. The mail that applies even to somebody who's not going to keep Shabbos. Besides the fact, there's always a suffix that maybe, in that kind of case, that maybe the person's going to, what's it called, do tshuva. The, another Nafkamina is, they say that what's it called, that the Chai Bohem, if you look at the Targum, it's not talking about this world. The Chai Bohem lo alma da'asi. You live in Olam Haba. And it's pretty clear because this is the Hakadoma to Parshas Ha'arayis, which is Yoharik Valyavar. So it can't mean the Chai Bohem in this world. It must mean the next world. So some say that the Pasuk itself is only an Asmachta. We had a Kabbalah and we learned it from this Pasuk, even though the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk is not Olam Hazeh. But I always want to say the Pshat is, it answers both questions. Enochanami. The Chai Bohem means for Olam Haba. But we make a cheshbin. That's the fact. What is better for this person's olam haba? To be mechal the mitzvah and to live longer and do more mitzvahs or whatever, right? Or to die. So sometimes it's better for your olam haba to die. Like by Gilei Arayis Shvichas Dam Avodah Zarah, it's more devastating to the neshama to do the mitzvahs, to do these aveiras than to live physically. But most things, it's better to do the aveira now and live longer, because that'll be better for your Olam Haba. So the whole cheshbon is not because Olam Haza is more important than mitzvahs. But sometimes Olam Haba is better because you'll live longer in Olam Haza. And certain times Olam Haba is better because you won't live longer in Olam Haza. So, what? No, but you'll be mechalit for the, in general, for more Olam Haba, or is it more devastating that the mitzvah should be done, or there's more inyan that a life should be saved? That's it. A Jewish life has an inyan, and Klal Yisrael are all together when it comes to Olam Haba. It's not just his personal Olam Haba. Okay. Chatos v'oshem v'adai mechaper. Chatos and an oshem v'adai are those ashamas where you surely did a chait, right? Oshem me'ilas, oshem gzeilas, Oshem Shivcha Harufa, Oshem Mitzora, right? All those are Ashamos Vadai. You did a chait, you have to bring an Oshem. So it's Mechaper. And so is a Chatas Mechaper. Misa, Tzirashi, Chatas V'Oshem Vadai, Heim Oshem Gzelos U'Me'ilos, V'Yesh Oshem Shu Tolu, Habal Shiga Sofi Koris. That's opposed to an Oshem Tolu. An Oshem Tolu is you didn't know you did an Aveira. You're not sure. Right, the halacha way of an Oshem Talu is you had two pieces of one chaylev and one shuman, and you ate one of them, and then the other one got destroyed. So you don't know if the one you ate was chaylev, and you chayiv kares, and then you have to bring a chatas, or b'shogeg, or if the one you ate was shuman, and you're not chayiv anything. So that's called an Oshem Talu. You bring an Oshem Talu until you find out one way or the other, and if taki you ate chaylev, then you have to bring an Oshem Vada. Chatas. But if you find out you didn't eat chaylev, then you don't do anything. If you never find out, so the Oshem Talui protects you from Yisurim. So that's an Oshem Talui. Uvigmara Parak Vaha Bei Nomiks Kaparaksi. Why does it say only an Oshem Vada is Mechaper, an Oshem Talui is also Mechaper? Vigmara Esther Kasha. Rashi Chatas Vaha Oshem Vada Mechaper, and Mustama Tshuva Ika. So Rashi learns that you have to do tshuva together with a chatos and an oshem vadai. Shim lo ha'yim mischarei Lohaya may be carbon, because if you didn't regret doing the sin, you wouldn't bring a carbon. So obviously there's tshuva. From here you see two things. First of all, Rashi holds that an asham and a chatos, even though they come for sins of shogeg, still, what's it called? You have to tshuva. The Gevura Sari holds, since they're shogeg, you don't need tshuva for them to mechaper. The mechaper even didn't do tshuva, since the whole chet was only shogeg. Also, you see from Rashi that the ikar of tshuva is the charata. Right? You need three things in tshuva. You say vidui for sure by a, what's it called, the nashim and a chatas. So the vidui is there. The charata, Rashi says, is automatic. But there's no kabbalah lasid. Who said that you're going to make mekabel, that you're not going to do this b'shogeg again. You're not going to let yourself get into the situation. So from Rashi's mashma, that the ikar of tshuva is the charata, not so much the kabbalah lasid. And the kabbalah lasid is only that if you're really nisharet, then mishtam you won't do it again. So it's just a function of the charata. But if you hold that the ikar of the tshuva is that you're mekabel on yourself not to do it again, and the charata is just a function of how much you regret it, so you won't do it again, then l'chora there's no raya that you're mekabel alosit. It could be a mischaret, that's why I'm bringing the carbon, but not mischaret so much that I made my mind that I'm going to make siogim or whatever not to do it again. Let's go on. Misa v'yom ha-kippurim mechaperim im ha-tshuva. Misa and yom kippur mechaper, if you do tshuva together with it. Tshuva mechaperis, tshuva by itself is mechaper al averis kalos, for light averis. What are they? Al essay v'al lo sasei, for an essay and a lo sasei. V'al hachamuro sutola, tshiovo yomakum v'chaper. For more serious averis, anything more than a lav, then you need, what's it called, yom kippur together with the tshuva. Ha'omer echte v'oshuv, echte v'oshuv, ema speakim yor las tshuva. Person says twice, the Gemara is going to be medayik, why dafka twice? Echte v'oshuv, I'll sin and I'll do tshuva, I'll sin and I'll do tshuva. So ein maspikim yorlas is tshuva. The Rambam learns ein maspikim means that if he has charata from this and he does tshuva on that, he can do tshuva. But we don't help in min hashamayim. He doesn't get siyata d'shmaya to do tshuva in such a situation. Echtav yom hakippur mechaper, ein yom hakippur mechaper. And if he says I'll sin and yom kippur will be mechaper, then yom kippur is not mechaper, because yom kippur then became the reason why he sinned. If there wouldn't be a yom kippur, he wouldn't have sinned. So Yom Kippur now is a negative. So Yom Kippur doesn't have the koach to mechaper. The Rambam here learns also, same thing, that if he does tshuva for that, right, he has charata from the fact that he said this, then Yom Kippur will help. Other achronim say that, other rishonim hold not like that. That if you say echtav Yom HaKippur mechaper, it's not just you don't get siyata d'shmaya, right, but even if you did tshuva from that, Yom Kippur will not mechaper on the aveira that you said that I'm going to be chote this chet, and Yom Kippur will be mechaper. Averus should be not only mokum Yom Kippur mechaper. Averus that are between man and man, Yom Kippur is mechaper. Averus should be not only chavero, in Yom Kippur mechaper, at shirat says chavero. But Averus being not only chavero, Yom Kippur is not mechaper, until you appease your friend. Now that's two different ways, the Rambam says, one above a comma. Right? One thing, if you bodily hurt somebody, you hit him or whatever, you mitzire him, right, so then not only do you have to make compensation, but you also have to be maratzim, you have to appease him. If you only damage his money, right, you damage his shore or whatever. So then, what's it called, all you have to do is make restitution, you don't have to appease him. And by gzeila, the Rambam says, even though it seems that you're only damaging his money, there you do have to appease him by gzeila, because gzeila is also something that is mitzayer the person, because not only did you take money away from him, but you got it. That's mitzayer a person sometimes more than losing money, that somebody else got what was he thinks is his. Dorash of Elozer ben Azariah, and Mikol Chatoseichel Lifnei Hashem Titoru. All Chatoyim that are just Lifnei Hashem, those Yom Kippur cleanses. Haveru Shebin Ol Lamokum Yom Kippur Mechaper. Haveru Shebin Ol Mechavero In Yom Kippur Mechaper At Shiratzes Chavero. And there's a Shita, the Shalah Kodesh, who says that which it says is Shalah, the Chidah says that which Yom Kippur is Ma'akev for Averish Benon L'Chaveiro is not just a Benon L'Chaveiro, but Yom Kippur is a package deal. If it can be Mechaper on everything, it's Mechaper. If it can't be Mechaper, it's not Mechaper at all. So if you're not Meratza Chaveiro, it doesn't even help for the things Benon L'Mokko. And others argue and say, no, it helps for what it can help, and it doesn't help for what it doesn't help. Kiva said that Klal Yisrael is fortunate because our Tahara comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam in two ways. One, the Zorakti Aleichem Mayim Tahorim, which is Hazor by Por Aduma, and Tvila. And when we get to the end of the Masechta, we'll discuss why you need both things. What Kapora is like Hazor, and what Kapora is like Tvila. Rashi. Chatos v'oshem v'adai. Heim oshem g'zelos v'me'il, we says already. Where it says, Ho kapora k'sivbe, what do we give you? Oshem v'adai in. Oshem toli lo. So the Meir's Medayik, it says, Oshem v'adai is mechaper. Mashman Oshem toli is not mechaper. For kapora k'sivbe, it says, by an Oshem toli, kapora. Where it says, Hamech mechaper kapora gemura. And Oshem v'adai nechatas are mechaper completely. And once you bring them, you're finished from the chay. It's finished. It's gone. Oshem toli ain't mechaper kapora gemura. But an Oshem Toli is not Mechaper completely. What's it called? Because if you then find out that you actually did the Chet, you have to bring a Chatas. Inami Hanach Ein Acher Mechaper Kaparosim. Oshem Toli Acher Mechaper Kaparosim. Another teretz is that Enochanami, even Oshem Toli is Mechaper, its thing completely. But something else can Mechaper what an Oshem Toli. You will not have to bring an Oshem Toli sometimes, because something else will be mechaper what the Oshem Toli should have. What is that? This non. Chay v'chatos v'ashamos v'adoyim shov aleim yom ha-kippurim chayov. Ashamos kluyim p'turim. If a person did something that's chay v'chatos, or an Oshem, v'adai, and then Yom Kippur passed over, he still has to bring the chatos of the Oshem. Yom Kippur doesn't take away his chiyuv to bring the korban. Masha'enkei, if he did something that's chay v'Oshem Toli, and then Yom Kippur passes over, he doesn't have to bring an Oshem Toli. Yom Kippur takes the place of bringing in Oshem Toli. And here there's a machlokas, the Rivah has a suffix, whether that's only where you didn't know that you were chayiv in Oshem Toli. You didn't realize you ate something that was suffix kares till after Yom Kippur. So if Yom Kippur already passed over, and you weren't yet chayiv the Oshem Toli completely, right, you know about it, then it's mechaper. But if you knew that you're chayiv in Oshem Toli, then Yom Kippur doesn't take away the chiyuv. Mashenkei nachatos and an oshem, even if you didn't know that you were mechal Shabbos b'shogeg till after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur passed over before you knew that you were mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, you still have to bring a chatos. Yom Kippur doesn't help for a chatos or an oshem vadai, whether you knew about it before or you didn't know about it before. But by an oshem talui, could be it helps completely, even if you knew about it before. Could be that in the Chadami, even Oshem Toli, Yom Kippur doesn't help. If you knew about it before, it only helps if you found out after Yom Kippur. Rashi, Hokapora ksibe, the Kippur of a Kohen, Ashigos, Ashishogat, Oshem Toli ksibe. That posik, the Kippur of a Kohen, is going by Oshem Toli. Oshem Toli, and a Machaper Kapora Gemura, ele Tole, lehogin, ele min Yisurim. It's Tole, it has a power to protect you from Yisurim until you find out if you did the Avera or not. Now, if you really did the Avera, this is not going to be Mechaper for the Avera, because you have to bring the Chatas. So what does it help? That until you find out for sure you did the Avera and be able to bring a Chatas, it'll protect you from Yisurim. Ad shivodah lo shavad echata v'yobi Chatas. Hochi alfinu lo b'krisis. Pturin v'yom ha-kippurim mechaper alein. If you had to bring an Oshem Toli, and Yom Kippur passed before you brought the Oshem Toli, you're parted from the Oshem Toli. The time before it increases. And one learns it out from Psukim increases. Misa v'yom ha-kippurim mechaperim imatshuva. Imatshuva in b'fnei atzmon lo. Mashma that Misa and Yom Kippur mechaper only together with tshuva. But by themselves not. Name of the local Rebbe. Let's say that this mission is not like Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, akol aveir shebetorah. Bein osa tshuva, bein lo osa tshuva, yom ha-kippurim mechaper. All aveiros in the Torah, except we'll see for three, Yom Kippur is mechaper, even if you didn't do tshuva. And some say that doesn't mean it's mechaper completely. It's mechaper that takes away the onish. But it's not mechaper there. Or it reduces it, takes away the kares, or whatever. But it doesn't take it away completely. Still, there's an idea of tshuva. But Yom Kippur is mechaper for somewhat. Chutz, miporek ol, right, a person who's a kofer b'ikr, umegal upon him b'torah, person who, what's it called, Megal Aponim B'Torah, Rashi says one way is he show chutzpah against the Torah. One way Megal Aponim B'Torah is Mevazah Talmid HaChachamim. Person has chutzpah connected to Talmud Chacham, is called the Megalaponim Batorah. He loses his chelik in Olam Haba, and Yom Kippur is not Mechaper without tshuva, according to Rebbe. And another pshat, Megalaponim Batorah, is chutzpah keneged the Torah by darshaning drosha shel dofi in the Torah, like Menashe did. Umefer bris basar, a person who, on b'mezid, doesn't have bris milah. Shimasa tshuva Yom Kippur Mechaper. On those three, if you did tshuva, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, v'imlo asa tshuva en Yom Kippur Mechaper. But you see, Rebbe holds on all mitzvahs besides those three, Yom Kippur's Mechaper. Where it says, Afilu Tema Rebbe, Tshuva boy Yom Kippurim. Tshuva still needs Yom Kippur to finish it off. For all Averis, we'll see, where some Averis at least. But Yom Kippurim lo boy Tshuva, but Yom Kippur doesn't need Tshuva. In other words, if Yom Kippur comes, even if you didn't do Tshuva, Rebbe holds it helps. But if you did Tshuva, you're still going to need Yom Kippur to finish off the tshuva. Rashi. Chutz mi porek all, kofer bakodesh baruch hu. Kofer, what's it called? That's an atheist. Okay. Megala ponim batorah, dorish es haTorah lignai. You learn the Torah lignai. You're a mevai, what's it called? You're megala ponim means you're a mechutzif. Gilui ponim is azus ponim. You're a mechutzif connected to Torah. And the Gemara says a few different ways. Another way of Megalaponim is Ma'ahoni L'Rabbanan. Where do the Rabbanan benefit us? They learn for themselves. Where do they benefit us? It's one Gili Ponim Batorah. All of them the same idea. You're Mechutzeth Keneged the Torah, or people who learn Torah. Kigo Menashe, Shohaya Dorish Bagodesh of Dothi. Lohoya L'Moshe Lichtov El of Timna Haisa Pileges. Right, what's it called? Menashe said, Moshe had nothing better to do than write Timno Haisa Pileges. Who needs that? It's just a historical note. What's the Indian in Torah? And he made a whole drasha shel dofi, pashtis on that. Umei for bris baser mila. Person's mavakal bris mila b'meisit. Masechah shvuas yolef lamikroi. Gemara learns it from psukim. Okay, continue.